Kosh Katask, Yuchat Duasak, Tleka Kenak, Frank Henry Katas, Yuchat Duasak. I'm Frank Katas, and I'm sort of the community liaison for this particular project.
Katas teamed up with fellow Juno artist Ryan Conero and the New York-based Ping Chong and Company for this project. The theater company is known for working with underrepresented communities.
I know they had done some with like Islamic people living in America. They'd done some with transgender people. They've gone to reservations. They did one up in, I think, in the Kuskokwim last year, interviewing some Yupik people. You know, they travel to different communities and they want people to tell their stories.
Juno's production would be the latest in Ping Chong and Company's Undesirable Elements series.
Right now, one of the themes that we're focusing on or thinking about is the old Indian village in the Willoughby District in downtown Juno.
1958.
Cheyenne River Indian Boarding School.
South Dakota.
The white school is condemned as unsafe. All of a sudden, our school is inundated with white kids.
This is from a similar production the company produced in Lawrence, Kansas. Five people from that community sit on a stage and read their stories.
I always raised my hand politely to answer the teacher's questions as I was taught. But the white kids raise their hands, lean forward out of their seats, and shout,
I know, I know!
In Juno, Katas, Conero, and theater founder Ping Chong himself will choose five stories in their tellers, conduct additional interviews, help script those stories, and add theatrical elements.
One of my missions in life is to get people up on stage. It's what I do through Juno Douglas Little Theater. It's what I like here at Perseverance. And this is a great opportunity for people to get up on stage in a very low-stress environment. They have the script right in front of them that they have to read. They're telling their own stories.
Katas and company note that this project is open to more than Alaska Native people. They're also interested in hearing experiences relating to the Juno Arts and Culture Center itself, formerly the National Guard Armory, the Gold Rush, statehood, fishing and tourism, military, and other cultural groups such as Filipino and Pacific Islander communities. Interested people must be willing to get on stage and fill out an application by January 10th.
When I decide to try this, I know...
Russell Blackbird, sit down. You should know better.
White kids and Native kids are treated differently. I am 8 years old.
1959,
Los Angeles, California.
In Juno, I'm Scott Burton.